Thank you. Thank you, Dario, for let me speech. Firstly, I'd like to sorry for my outfit because my flight yesterday was delayed and my luggage was lost, but I am here.
You are very elegant.
Yeah, thank you. And secondly, I'd like to express my gratitude for moderator, for organizers to invitation. And please let me start our my presentation. Firstly, I'd like to start. Sorry. I'd like to start short with short brief about the Kazakhstan's commitments and Kazakhstan's activities regarding the energy transition and climate actions. Kazakhstan has joined UN initiatives since 1995. And we have signed a protocol in 1999, and 2016 we signed the Paris Agreement. And we have some obligations under the NDC and our internal documents and the 20 decreasing the level of greenhouse gas emissions by 25% compared to 1990s levels. It's a conditional, our conditional obligation, and unconditional obligation is 15%. And we have signed our strategy to carbon neutrality by 2060, and under this this strategy, we have approved last year in 2023, the level of renewables will be 80% by 2060. Now it's about 6%. And the renewables and energy potential in Kazakhstan is about in wind power is 920 billion kilowatt, in hydro is 62 billion kilowatt, and in potential solar energy is about 3 billion sun hour per year. And about our international green technologies and investments, our sole shareholder is Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources. We have been established 6 years ago. Our mission is promotion of green technologies, including renewable energy projects as well, and business support to increase the competitiveness of sustainable business practices and increase of and turn to green economy. We have the main functions of ICTIC as the following: creating conditions and promoting green technologies, business support to improve economy, green economy, and helping to reduce negative impact to the on the environment. One of the our activities is best available techniques. We are developed and approved 16 business best available techniques reference books, and we are planning to approve 16 best available techniques reference books by 2017. From next year, from 1st January of 2025, that existing top 50 companies and new companies as well will need to operate under these best available techniques reference books, and estimated emissions reductions will be about 1 million ton greenhouse gas emissions per year. And other pollutions will be decreased up to twice. It's our predictions after the implementing best available techniques in our top companies. And our center is promoting green technologies, is under this activity, we are working on developing a global clean tech innovation program in Kazakhstan. Last year, we have accelerated 47 startups in sectors like renewables, waste management, water management, green transport, and other sectors. This year, we are accelerating 32 startups. We are working with UNIDO, and we have some KPIs like reducing CO2 emissions about 800,000 ton and attracting investments about $1.5 million. And we have initiatives to extend our global clean tech innovation program. Now is developing in 16 countries like Nigeria, South Africa, Kazakhstan, Turkey, and other countries as well. And we are we'd like to extend this program for Central Asian region, and the main goal will be energy transition in these countries. And we will hold a side event at a panel session at the COP 29 this year in Baku in this regard, and hopefully we will have support of UNEC of this our initiatives. And other our projects is attracting investments in green projects in Kazakhstan, and we are working with Green Climate Fund, and we are developing the Readiness 2 program in Kazakhstan. And under this initiative, we are working on establishment carbon fund in Kazakhstan, and hopefully the carbon fund will be one of the instruments to reducing greenhouse gas emissions in Kazakhstan, especially in energy sector, because 77% of greenhouse gas emissions in Kazakhstan making by energy sector in Kazakhstan. So we will hold such of site event in at COP 29 as well on this thematic, and we are we have initiative to establishing regional bureau of best available techniques for Central Asia as well. We truly believe that these initiatives help will help to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the whole region, not only Kazakhstan. And we are inviting interested authorities and interested experts to participate in this event and support us. Thank you. For more information, you can find more details in the slide. Thank you for attention.
Thank you.